Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
This is AR Base. Keep it locked
right here
on TPV Radio.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's the Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Segal at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
At Javina Distributing, we got your covering for your winter and summer needs. One size fits all. To order yours today, please message them on Facebook at Javina Distributing or call 616-929-2991 or 517-489-6923. Or you can order from the website www.allsportsheadgear.com and type in promo code Siron2020 to receive 20% off your purchase. Let's get it. Let's go.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents, right now on TPV Radio.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What is good. Radio family, it's that time. Once again, it's the Psalmist Voice present, and I am excited. I'm quite sure you can hear it in my voice. Last time, we had this gentleman, my brother in the faith, on the show. He already paved the way in a prophetic way for the Psalmist Voice and all that jazz. Now he's come back in the building to have another one. Yes, another one. Prophetic Almanac 2021. Yeah. So y'all already know who he is. But you know how we like to do things here at the Psalmist Voice Presents. So, ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you will hear will be pastor and author of the Prophetic Almanac 2021, lead pastor of Destiny Land Outreach out there in Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, the Psalmist Voice presents Bill Jenkins.
Been introduced by you, man. It's always excited, and I feel like I'm coming out to preach to a million people every time you introduce me.
Yes, sir. That's how it should be, man. Being almost
I feel like
a
it's
year.
A pay-per-view event, like I'm an MMA fighter coming out. So I'm ready to
well,
go.
Hey, we're in the season, so it's the season for the warrior. So if you're not ready to fight, you will be. 2020 is about to turn up the heat, just saying. But anyway, how's it going, man? It's been almost a year. We spoke off and on, and of course, you ready for another prophetic almanac for the people of God, and I'm excited about it. So tell the people what you've been doing, Pastor Bill, since we last spoke. You have
man,
the floor.
I tell you, what I've been doing is trying to make it through all this COVID-19, keep the doors of the church open, having tent revivals, doing what we can to minister to people. Now, you had mentioned that I'm in Florida, but I'm in the great state of California. So I'm not too far from you. I'm in Rancho Cucamonga. And so we're out here.
I'm sorry.
Everything's shut down, but we're trying to keep the doors of the Lord open and do what we can to minister to people, make a difference, get the word out, and let them know about the prophetic word. Because if we can release the prophetic word, we can release good change in their lives.
Amen. And my apologies. I thought you were in Miami near Disney World because your church is Destiny Land. And I'm like, that sounds like that's near Orlando. So I don't know.
Right,
I'm
we're near Disneyland. So we're near Disneyland. We're not too far from there, about 30 minutes from Disneyland. So we call our church Destiny Land, where people can come and find their destiny in the Lord.
There you go. Well, I wasn't wrong. I was just in the wrong state. Yeah, because we were just in Disney World, I think. Yeah, in Florida. Yeah, so I mixed it up. My bad. Don't charge it to me, man, because I was like, man, I know you were near the Disney World or land, but I had the wrong location.
Yeah, if we were in Orlando, it would be Destiny World.
There you go. Man. I know COVID-19 has totally reshaped church as we know it. And for you to write this book going into 2021, going through what we went through in 2020, what was the spiritual and biblical differences or significance or even a new download that was given to you when writing the new book?
Well, you remember when I was on last year, I released that prophetic word that I gave you in my book, 2020 Vision, which is basically the prophetic almanac for 2020. I told you this was going to be a year of change. There was going to be change from your house to the White House. That change was sort of mandated. Nobody was going to miss out on this change. Change was going to affect you whether you were young or old, white or black, male or female. It didn't matter. And boy, I tell you what, that prophecy has come to pass. And I believe that this year, with all of this stuff that has gone on, it really has, you know, sort of given us the opportunity to either change for the worse or change for the better. And that is really determined by our perspective. Our perspective can change things for good or it can change things for the worse. And so hopefully people have gone through this stuff, even though it's been a mess. We've had so many people, you know, that have lost their lives, so many people touched in a negative way by this. But we know that God can take even the worst of situations and bring something good out of it. So as God is changing us from the inside out, this year, 2021, as we're about to embark on it, is a year when God wants to begin to have us to begin to put different things, new things in our world so that we can avoid the roadblocks and the obstacles, and we can get everything from God that he has as opportunities laid for us out here in 2021.
Amen. And I've noticed that, Pastor, that the shift is here. Now, what I've learned through this whole situation was how to have relationship again and go back to my first love, which is Jesus Christ. A lot of self-reflection, a lot of tune-ups, oil change internally, spiritually, had to happen in this season. Now, there's a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot. Let me rephrase that. There's some people that are totally oblivious to what God is trying to say to his people. Now, I'm no prophet by no means, but I know God's been telling me a lot of things, and I've been seeing them come to pass. Now, Pastor Bill, do you see that there is an outcry from God for his people to come back to him? Because I've noticed that a lot of what the world is pushing on the church is fear, doubt. Oh, where's your God? It reminds me what the Israelites went through when they were coming out of Egypt. I mean, just looking at what they went through, but God still protected Pastor Bill in what you're going through in your neck of the woods and seeing the spiritual shifts. Do you see that repentance from his people is more apparent, and also relationship with him is more apparent? You have the floor.
Well, here's what I'm seeing as we go into 2021. 21 revolves around four things. It revolves around judgment. It revolves around adulthood. It revolves around breakthrough. And it revolves around sin. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 gives us 21 different sins that are going to be a part of the end time. And I think as we go into 2021, you're going to see the cup of iniquity. The Bible says when the cup of iniquity gets full, the Lord's going to come back. I think you're going to see that cup of iniquity get real close to the top. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord's coming back, but I am saying that you're going to hear and read and see things that are going to blow your mind. As a matter of fact, I think that we as Christians are already sickened by some sins. But I think what's going to happen in 2021, the sin is going to be so sickening, it's going to sicken the sinner. Did you understand that? The sin is going to be so sickening that it's going to sicken the sinner. And the sinner is going to say, listen, you know what? I'm liberal. I'm okay. I've tolerated a lot. But this is too much. This is overblown. And I think they're going to run to the Lord. Remember what I said. This is a year of change where God has sort of cleaned the slate. We've got too busy. We've done too much. We've, you know, neglected God. We've rejected God. Now we have time on our hands to sort of get things organized in our life. Now the greatest accountability that's going to come to mankind is going to come as we enter 2021, because now you've got to decide, who am I going to put first? What am I going to prioritize in my life? And you're not. This is sort of your second chance. It could be your last chance to understand that Jesus is calling all of us to repentance. And so as I talk about the vision for 2021, I believe 21 revolves around sin. We see that in the Bible. The last sin of the last king of Israel, the first king of Judah, all have the number 21 associated with them. And so they were very sinful and evil kings. And we need to understand that this is a year the church has to be ready for an influx of people who are going to come into the church who are sickened of sin, and they're going to want something different in their life. And that's where we have to be people of integrity to offer them Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. So I think this could be one of the greatest years of revival we've ever experienced, because the sinner will be sickened by the sin that's going to take place in the world.
Amen. Amen. And that's powerful. You know, and what I've learned from the last what we spoke, and seeing how God has definitely shown himself through it, through the hurricanes and the tornadoes on the left and to the right, and how God continued to shone the light for me to continue to stay focused on what he wanted, not what Chris
right.
wanted, but what he wanted. And by me seeing this, and then COVID hit, that really gave confirmation on what I needed to do as not only Chris the man, but as Chris the pastor, and being focused on building warriors, building the next generation of saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, unadulterated, no fear warriors. And this is the cry, because we've been so pretty, Pastor Bill. We've been so lackadaisical and in our nice little suits and just flossing and just, you know, I thank God for the blessing. But at the same time, come on, y'all. I mean, we have to understand that as pastors, our job is to build the flock. And if we don't build our flock to walk in their destiny and their purpose, then what's the purpose? We're just sitting here having a overgrown sheep gate with a whole bunch of sheep, and the gate's about to bust open because we don't want to let none of them out. That's a problem. So let's talk about a little bit more on the book, because the first one was off the chain. And I haven't gotten my copy yet, but I'm excited about what God was telling you going into this book. So just give the family a little bit of backdrop on what God was birthing into you when going into 2021 with the prophetic almanac. You have the floor.
Well, one of the things that I always do is whenever I go into a new year, I look at the number for that year. Obviously, this year it's the number 20. Next year it's 21. The number 20 is mentioned 121 times in the Bible, but the number 21 is only mentioned 4 times. So it's really sort of, you know, a thing that God uses to define for me a vision for that year. So I talked about sin. It's also a year of judgment. There are 21 different judgments that people are going to face during the tribulation period. Now, when you look in the Bible, you know, I think that we need to be very careful because there are 21 major rebellions of Israel that they committed against God after they were released from the Egyptian bondage. They took God for granted. They were complacent. And the Bible literally gives us 21 rebellions of Israel after they were released from Egypt in the hand of Pharaoh. You see the 21 judgments in the book of Revelation. And in the book, the prophetic almanac for 2020, I give you all of the 21 judgments of the book of Revelation. Now, remember in the beginning of the year or the middle of the year, we saw all of these people. They started to come out of their houses, and they were protesting in the streets. Now, listen to me. Let me get all this out because this is a big thing because people were saying, what do we want? They would say it out loud, corporately. Justice. When do we want? We want it now. God spoke to me one day. He said 2021 is going to be a year of judgment where people are going to have justice. Now, justice is about fairness. Why were those people shouting that stuff? Whether it was true or not, whether other people believe it or not, they were saying things aren't fair. Things aren't equal. One side is getting treated different than the other. Well, in 2021, I promise you, there is no prima donnas. There isn't going to be anybody who's going to be treated and have more favor than another as you begin that year. If you go through the year and you have more favor, it's because you started doing the right things at the beginning of the year. But nobody's going to start 2021, you know, ahead of the game. You all start on an even track. We're all going to start on the same play in the same place. So if you want good things from God, if you want fairness from God, life is not always fair. God is fair based upon the word, not based upon us. And so if you want good things to come your way, if you want justice and if you want, you know, good things to come your way in 2021, then you're going to have to pursue God. You're going to have to get away from sin. You're going to have to pursue God because 21 revolves around sin and it revolves around judgment. It also revolves around adulthood. Many people, when you turn 21, right, they say you become an adult. Well, an adult is not really based upon your earthly age. It's based upon your emotional age. And we got a lot of spiritually, you know, who they think are spiritually mature Christians, but they're still babies. Now, the difference between babies and adults is what? Adults work, babies create work. So think about people in your church. Think about people in my church, the church as a whole. You want to know if you're an adult or you're a baby? Ask yourself, am I working for the Lord? Am I making a good positive change? Am I building the kingdom or am I creating work for other people? Now, babies are the best, right, if they're babies. But if you need to be spoon-fed, if you need your diaper changed, if you need to be cootered and tutored and babied all the time, you're not an adult. And so it's time for the church to grow up. We as a church have to grow up and quit acting like babies. I don't ask my wife to give me my bottle before I go to bed. I'm a grown man. I can do it myself. And too many people in the church, they think they're spiritually mature, but they're still acting like babies. And so, you know, and then the last thing, which maybe you want to get to that in a minute, I won't break it down for you until you ask me, but it's about breakthrough. 21, even though it's a year of sin, even though it's a year of judgment, even though it's a year of adulthood where we got to grow up, it's also a year of breakthrough, and that's a big one too.
Well, I was going to get to that, and you read my script. So, Pastor Phil, go right ahead. Go right into breakthrough.
Well, breakthrough, think about breakthrough, where you break through something. How many people have had hurts, habits, and hang-ups, but they haven't got their breakthrough? They come up to the altar for the same thing week after week. Listen, you got them, I got them, we all got them. They never overcome anything. They have the same problems 5 years ago as they got today, and they're not really applying themselves to get free. Is that God's fault that they haven't had a breakthrough? No, it's their fault that they haven't had a breakthrough. So this is a year when God is calling the church to get their breakthrough. You remember Daniel. In Daniel chapter 10, he prayed and he fasted for how many days? 21 days. That's right, 21 days. And when he prayed and the angel finally came, he said, the angel told Daniel, from the very first day you set your heart to understand, I was sent for your word. I was sent to give you the answer. So if Daniel would have stopped praying, stopped fasting, stopped caring, stopped pursuing God, why would the angel of God care to give somebody a breakthrough if they don't care enough themselves to go out there and pursue God to get their breakthrough? So this is a year when God wants us to deal with our hurts, habits, and hang-ups, be free, walk in the freedom and liberty that God has granted all of us, and understand that the enemy is not going to hand your freedom over to you on a silver platter. He's not just going to say, here's your freedom. You're going to have to demand it back from your oppressor, and you're going to have to say, 2021 is my year of freedom. It's my year of victory. It's my year of breakthrough.
So you got to take it. You know, you have to understand that you have it. It's yours. Like you said, we have to get off the milk and get to the meat of the matter and understand who we are in God, because we've been pacified.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. We've been pacified.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. The word will work, right? The word always works, but you got to work the word. If you're not working the word can't work for you.
Correct. Correct. And that's just it. You know, a lot of people, you know, looking at it from being on the other side, it's so easy to lean on the word of your leader. But when it's time for you to apply it in your own life, you realize that you didn't get all of it. And you only got what you wanted to hear. And when it comes time for you to be a grown-up in a grown-up situation, it requires you to be grown-up in the spirit. Not a child, but in the spirit. Because the next level requires us to be adults. The time for us being babies in the spirit is over. God is looking for us to grow up. So when will we grow up and seeing all the things, even through this whole COVID-19, God was still faithful and merciful to his people. And this is the thing that for me, Pastor Bill, I'm understanding the whole process here, because through the storm, God's still there. Even though it looks bleak, or it looks as if we want to close up shop, and it looks like we're defeated, but God's right there. And he's like, son, I love you. Daughter, I love you. I know you've been going through, but we need to go to spiritual basic training and go back and get the discipline that's required, that's in the word of the Lord, and start to be strong in spirit. But we got so soft, Pastor Bill. That's why we're freaking out. So can you give the family a little bit of prophetic almanac and a little bit about what you've been telling your people over there in Destiny Land? You have the floor.
Yeah, what we've been doing is we started on Sunday a couple weeks ago releasing this prophetic word into the lives of people, because we want them to grasp and have a vision. You know, the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. And so when you begin to, you know, sort of study things out and look in the Bible, you get to see exactly what God wants us to do. You know, like look in the book of Judges. It has 21 chapters. In the New Testament, 17 chapters have 21 verses. Obadiah has one chapter, but 21 verses. Maybe we ought to start reading Judges and Obadiah, see the plan of God that he has for us. You know, we mentioned some of these other things, even like the book of John has 21 chapters, one of the greatest books in the Bible. And so we're releasing the word of God. And one of the best things that I do in this book, the Prophetic Almanac for 2021, is I look at every book of the Bible that has a chapter 21. So I'm looking specifically in these books of the Bible that have a chapter 21 in the Old and in the New Testament, and I'm breaking it down for you, like Genesis 21. What is the message? Well, read Genesis 21, and you're going to see how God wants us to patiently await the promise. The promise of God. Remember, you have Abraham and Sarah. They were wondering if they were going to get the promise. What happened? They tried to take matters in their own hands, but God had it worked out to begin with. So God wants us to learn. This is a year you've got to wait patiently for his promise. Exodus 21 is all about thinking before acting. Leviticus 21 is leading with integrity. I've been really hitting home about leadership, and if you're going to be a leader, do it with integrity or don't do it at all. We don't need people to lead others astray. We need them to lead them into the presence of God. Numbers 21 is about deliverance. One of the best chapters in the Bible is Numbers 21. You remember the story of the bronze serpent, great story there. Deuteronomy 21 is working together. Joshua 21 is prophesying to your city. I'm going to teach you how to prophesy to your city and begin to make things happen for your city. I don't care where you live, big or small, you can prophesy to your city and good things are going to begin to happen. Judges 21 is about rejecting individualism. Now, when you read Judges 21, you're going to understand that. You got to reject being an individual, and you got to understand we are a corporate body. There's one shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000. 1 Samuel 21 is about love. 2 Samuel 21 is about vow breakers. 1 Kings 21 is about the Jezebel spirit. Think about that. Boy, there's so many, and I'm going to say it, I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm going to say it, women who are walking with a Jezebel spirit trying to usurp the authority of their husbands. And that's not God's will. Now, I'm not talking about a man being the lord of her husband and, dominating her. I'm talking about a husband leading the wife, but wife's not having that Jezebel spirit. 2 Kings 21 is all about forgiveness for everybody. 1 Kings 21 is about resisting pride. 2 Chronicles 21 is about how sin is costly. Sin will cost you. It'll take you where you don't want to go. It'll keep you there longer than you want to stay, and it costs you more than you're willing to pay. Job 21 is about boldness. In Job 21, Job started to get bold, and he started to get sick and tired of being sick and tired and wanted a way out of that situation that he got into. Psalms 21 is about thankfulness. Proverbs 21 is about making commitments for the new year. Isaiah 21 is about judgment. Jeremiah 21 is about justice. Ezekiel 21 is about open rebellion. Those are all the Old Testament books of the Bible that have a chapter 21. Now, they're not, every book of the Bible doesn't have a chapter 21, but I'm breaking it down for you. And then in the New Testament, there's only five. Matthew 21 is about where Jesus cleansed the temple. One of my favorite passages of Scripture, Matthew 21. Luke 21 is about giving sacrificially. John 21 is about net fishing, not pole fishing. Acts 21 is about being determined, and Revelation 21 is about how God makes all things new. So I'm going to break down every book of the Bible that has a chapter 21, release a prophetic word to you. It's great for preachers. I'm going to stir your spirit, help you get messages, help you to be able to hear from God, help you to be able to stay focused and directed on the vision of God for 2021. When you get the Prophetic Almanac for 2021, it's going to help you. Whether you're a preacher or somebody in the pew, if you want to be better, this is the book that you need to get.
Wow.
Well, Pastor Bill, can you give the family the information? How can they get the Prophetic Almanac? Because I'm, of course, I'm going to give me my copy this year for sure.
Well, you need to get it quick. It's a great Christmas present. If you get it today, we're going to ship it today. You can go to Amazon. You can download it on ebook, Kindle. You can even go to eBay, for crying out loud. We're making this thing easy for you. We have people buy books on eBay, so go to eBay. Go to PastorBillJenkins.org. If you go there, you'll see all of my books. I have books on resetting your life. I have a devotional book that will change you forever. I have books on numbers and colors and signs in the Bible, symbols of the Bible, places in the Bible. If you want to know what these things mean, I'm going to break it down for you in a book called Decoding Deity. But if you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you get all of my books. All of them are available there. And then you can also connect with me on social media like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube and get my Minute That Matters. It's a one-minute little devotional, video devotional, so you can see my pretty face and hear my great voice, sort of like you. And so go to PastorBillJenkins.org, and you can get everything you want. All books are available. It's simple and easy to order. We'll get it out to you immediately. Order a bunch for Christmas. Give it to your friends. If you really want to give the best gift, give a spiritual gift. This is a spiritual gift that will release information, inspiration, and divine revelation into your life. So go to PastorBillJenkins.org right now and start ordering copies.
Amen. Well, for sure, we gonna get ours for sure. And you know, like I said, I praise God for having you back, because I was excited, because I said, you know, you've been busy over there and trying to keep the people of God encouraged and keeping them focused on the end game versus what the circumstance looks like. And you know what I love about the minute that matters, what I love about what you do, Pastor Bill, is that you're not super, super complicated. God's given you something tremendous, but yet you know how to break it down to the most simplest of concepts, where someone that doesn't even have a spiritual bone in their body or doesn't know nothing about Jesus Christ whatsoever, they saw it in a movie, but that's about it. You're able to break it down to the point where anybody can get it, no matter what level you are. And that's what I love about you. And I thank God that I know you, that I can say, hey, let me send the email to your assistant. Hey, have Pastor Bill call me. I need some spiritual advice. But I thank God the word you spoke over our ministry, a lot of it already has come to pass. And going into 2021, I know we're ready to fight. And I don't know why that's been the theme going into the next year. But going through what I had to go to, like a spiritual rehabilitation. Because you have to get rid of the religion in order to get the relationship. And I didn't learn who Jesus Christ truly was until I got rid of the religion. Once I got rid of the religion, then I realized who he really was. I understood his passion. I understood why he does what he does for us, why he stands in the middle. Because sometimes his dad want to just take us out. But Jesus is like, no, dad, he's got it. She's got it. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost right now. You know, see, people don't understand how much Jesus puts up for us. And if we were still in the Old Testament, Pastor Bill, we'd be in trouble. I mean, just take a look at the book. God ain't playing. So when we look at Jesus Christ, he is our judge. He is our jury. He's our executioner. He tells God, hey, dad, no, not right now. But see, I don't take that lightly. And I want to be better. I don't want to be stuck. I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready to see what God has for not only Chris the man, not only Chris the pastor, but this ministry, what we're about to do. And you know, Pastor Bill, I'm tapping in to the prophetic with you, because you know I am not ashamed to ask the man of God the question as far as what God is telling you for TPV in 2021. And Pastor Christopher Newton, my wife, the ministry, I don't have a problem asking the man of God, because I know you're for real. I'm going to put you on the spot once again. Pastor Bill, you have the floor, sir.
Well, I tell you, you know, I appreciate what you've said. I live my life I have my ministry to break down things for people, to make it simple, easy, and understandable to them. And, you know, when it comes to this number 21 and developing a vision for the year, it is what it is. I don't make it up. I don't just give you ceiling prophecies or what I think or what everybody else is saying. I do it upon the Bible. I do it upon the Word of God. When you see the numbers, when you see number 21 mentioned, it's about adulthood. We got to grow up. It's about sin. We got to get it out of our life. We have to understand this is a year of judgment and justice. It's coming, and it's going to knock on your door. And I will say this. When I talk about judgment and justice, I'm talking about fairness, but I'm also talking about you're going to get what you deserve. Now, if you haven't been doing the right thing, you're going to get what you deserve. If you have been doing the right thing, you're going to get what you deserve. You may put your own personal spin on that based upon your either obedience or lack of obedience to God based upon what's going to happen in 2021. But listen, here's the thing. You're going to get what you deserve. If you've done bad, you're going to get what you deserve. If you've done good, you're going to get what you deserve in 2021. And then remember that. That to me is one of the biggest things that this year, 2021, is going to bring forth. People, no matter who they are, no matter where you're from, male or female, young or old, you're going to get what you deserve. Judgment and justice is coming to our nation in 2021. If you haven't been doing the right thing, oh boy. But if you have, don't worry, don't fret. You're protected. God is going to cause you to be blessed. Remember, Israel was sometimes more blessed when they were in exile in Babylon than they were when they weren't in exile, because they obeyed God. It was forced obedience in many occasions, but the bottom line is they were trying to be obedient because they wanted to get out of that situation. Well, this is a year, I'm telling you, you're going to get what you deserve, good or bad. You can't change it now. You've sown. Now 2021 is your year to reap. And then it's about breakthrough. If you, and I'm telling you, I gave you a word last year about this time, I'm going to give you another word. This is your year of breakthrough in every area: marriage, family, your relationship, you personal with God. I'm talking about finances. Watch your finances have a breakthrough here in 2021. You're going to shake your head. I saw this message the other day. You know, my son sends me these things, and they're little letters. They're not even full sentences anymore. And it's SMH. I'm like, what does that mean? And he said, shaking my head. And I'm telling you, you're going to be SMHing in 2021, because this is a year God's going to give you a breakthrough in your ministry, in your personal life, your professional life, your financial life, your marital life, in every way, in every realm. Watch this be a year of breakthrough, and not just for you, but for everybody who has been connected to God, who has been faithful, done the right things, sown the right things. I'm telling you, God is going to come through for you in 2021 in a way that you have never known before. So in the middle of the sin, in the middle of the judgment and justice, in the middle of people needing to grow up and become more spiritually mature, this is a year for those people who have done right to rejoice in the blessings. You're going to swim in the blessings of God this year. So, man, I'm telling you, I just feel like maybe, I don't even know if you are, but I feel like you got your hands raised right there. You're just like an open cup, just receiving it. And I'm telling you, the Lord's pouring it in right now. It's your year of breakthrough.
And I received that, Pastor, because since last we spoke, you know, you were so spot on as far as my relationships, the ministry. You know, because last year this time, I was still doing a lot of growing up. There was a lot of things that I was still dealing with. I still wasn't confident in my call. I wasn't walking in confidence in the Spirit, not in my own, but in the Spirit of God, knowing who I was, what my identity was in the kingdom. I was shaking. So as the tornadoes and the hurricanes, as you explained, was on my left and on my right spinning, and I found myself almost getting caught up, there was always this leveler, and the leveler was Christ. And he kept me going forward. Even if everything was collapsing around me, I still was able to persevere through it, because it's almost the end of 2020. I had my last surgery 2 weeks ago, and I can boldly say that I am 90% pain-free. That's God. and the fact that I wasn't even supposed to be walking up until this point, Pastor Bill, I have a lot to rejoice about, because it should have took almost to the end of the year for me to start walking again fully. It was God, 3 months, 9 months, do the math. So, and then in my spirit, I was broken, because you're so used to hearing what folk has to say. And after a while, when you do it all right, and then you finally say, you know what, I had enough of this fake church stuff, I'm just going to do my own thing, and I'm going to run from this call. Nobody's going to cover me anyway, because that's what they're requiring. And now I don't have the perfect rap sheet. I haven't gone to the greatest schools. I haven't done all that. So let me just go do my thing. So lo and behold, we're here in the 2021 after all this, and understanding that there's more. This ministry was on the brink of closing because of the fact I was getting so discouraged. And I'm sorry to be long-winded, Pastor, because I know your time is precious, and I don't want to keep you too long. But I just need to tell you this. I was on the verge of just giving this up, because I got so tired of the people of God bashing. Oh, you're too edgy. You're always bashing the church, which I'm not. I'm coming from the Word. I can see if I was coming off my own emotion. I can see if I was coming from my own intellect. God's telling me to talk about these things that we don't want to talk about and be real with each other, to help each other grow, not only as ministers of the gospel, but as presenters of the gospel. We all need Jesus. I don't care what level you are. And iron sharpens iron on all levels. So, make a long story short, got to the point, about to quit. Guess what? It's not going to happen, because I called you to do it. You're not going to give up that easy. So, continue to press. Move forward. Now, going into the end of the year, all these doors started to open. These nominations started to open. We didn't win, but that wasn't the point. God was showing me just little hints. He was showing me that, Chris, you don't have to be the big fish. I can use the smallest. Just look at my reference in the Word with the mustard seed. All you need is faith of a mustard seed, son. You don't need to have cantaloupe faith and watermelon faith and all this, and the faith of a mountain faith. All I'm requiring of you is mustard seed faith. And I say, you know what, God, I need to trust you, because I am disabled. I have to trust you. If you want me to do ministry, I have to trust you. And when I did that,
and let me say this. Because God told me to tell you, don't say you're disabled, you're enabled.
There you go.
Enabled. God is enabling you to be able to do greater things in 2021 than ever before. Nobody is disabled if you have Christ on your side. You are enabled. God is enabling you to do wonderful things in this coming year. So get ready, man. I'm telling you, it's coming to your house.
Amen. And I'm excited. And I didn't get to ask. I didn't know how much time I had with you. So did you want to take a song break real quick and then we wrap it up, or you got more time? Let me know.
Well, I tell you what, I really need to go. I got another interview, but I definitely appreciate you having me on. And I can't ask people enough. Go to Amazon, download on ebook, Kindle, go to eBay, go to PastorBillJenkins.org. You can check out all the information. I have a radio program there. You can download it. You can get all the 30-minute little radio programs we have. You can connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. Go there and check it out. Plus, you can get the new book. If you buy it today, we'll ship it today. Go get the Prophetic Almanac for 2021, because if you can get a word from God, you can get to where you want to be in your life. When God wants to give you a miracle, a healing, deliverance, or blessing, he doesn't give you those things. He gives you a word. And if you use that word for good and for right, then that's what's going to cause you to be blessed and healed and delivered. So go to PastorBillJenkins.org, get a copy of my new book, check out all the things we have available, listen to my Minute That Matters every single day. And I know that if you'll do that, those are tools that God will help you to be able to grow to become more like him in 2021.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you coming through. I know you got a lot going on, but I thank you for taking the time out and thinking about us. And again, I continue to let God be first in your life. I love you, man. Continue to let God download more insight, more wisdom into your life. Continue with prosperity with your marriage, your family, your ministry. Being the light in the dark where you are, giving the people in your congregation and the people that you speak to their destiny in their land, in your church. Hello. But
amen.
Anyway.
Amen.
Anyway. But
we love you, brother.
We love you too. I'll speak to you more off air and things like that. And again, God bless you, sir. Go get the Prophetic Almanac 2021. Pastor Bill Jenkins was in the building. What's good? Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. So, family, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. Get Pastor Bill's book right now. Go to Amazon right now. Go to PastorBillJenkins.org right now. Get the book. So, Angelo and Veronica, with the truth, take us out. We love you, Pastor Bill. Walk with us. Go!
Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
If you abide in my word, you're my disciples in me. You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Shall make you free. Shall make you free. Shall make you. Shall make you. Oh! You don't have to be a slave.
A slave to sin.
You don't have to be in chains.
A place dark and sin.
Don't you know there is a light?
Central Texas.